If you take a look at the Mishnah on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah addresses the question of what's called a Nesina Shelo B'Mekoma, where the Zrikas Adam wasn't done in its proper place. For example, let's say we have Karbonos that are Nitanim Lemala, and he put the dam lemata, or vice versa, he turned lemata and he put the dam lemala. So let's just mention a few cases. 90% of all the karbonos are what's called nitanim lemata. The mizbeach on the side was separated by chutas sikra. The only two exceptions that I know of, just make yourself comfortable here, are the cases of Chatas Behema and Olas Ha'of, and in those two cases the Dam has to go Lamala. Instead he was Zorik the Dam Lamata. And in the flip side, let's say Karban Shlomim, for example, it's a classical case of Nitonim Lamata, and he did the Zrika Lamala above the Chutas Sikra. So the Mishnah says in all these cases HaKarban Posel. And then if you turn to Daf Chavav and Beis, Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel Pasul Basor Amal Bailim Niskapim. He has a drasha, we'll see in a minute, that we cannot interpret the Mishnah Kipshuta, that the Mishnah means that the carbon itself is Pasul. No. The carbon itself is Kosher. Bailim Niskapru. The Bailim now have achieved their Kapara, but the Basor itself is Pasul. As we said many times, that HaKrovas HaKarban is Matir the Basar, and here in this case, since he did the Zrika Shalobim Koma, not in the proper place, it's not a Zrika which could be Matir the Basar. But it doesn't mean that the Zrika is possible, and this will make more sense if we see his derivation. My Taima, the Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Vanina Sativ Lachem, Alan is Beach Lechaper, Kevon Shigia Dam. In other words, the Torah is isolating the Mizbeach in this Pasuk. And that includes any part of the Mizbeach. As long as it's on the Mizbeach, is then we apply the principle of Nisativ Lachem Lichaper. And according to Shmuel, that's called Kevin Shigia Dam LaMizbeach Niskapru Bailin. The Gemara asks, well, if you tell me that we look at the Mizbeach as one entity, and wherever he gets the dam, that's okay, and the carbon achieves its purpose, its goal of kapari hachi basa nami. Let's go a step further and assume that the basa is also kosher. And here he says, Omar Kra, he has a miut. And the miut is lechaper, lechapar nisativ, velo ledover acher. And Alma, the final conclusion is to summarize the opinion of Shmuel, Kasava Shalobim Komo Kibim Komo Domi. In other words, anywhere in the Mizbeach is considered a Zrika Mechaperes, but the exclusion here is as far as being Machsha the Basa. To be Machsha the Basa, we need a Zrika Bim Komo. Good. So that's the Shita of Shmuel. Now, if you fast forward to the bottom of the Amud, about two lines and change above the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, Meisve. We have a Kasha on Shmuel from a Braisa. The Braisa says the following, Chishev Litein Esanitonim Lamalo Lamato. Okay, so at this point, the Kohen had a Machshava to switch around the place of the Zrika. So that which should have been subject to his Zrika Lamala, let's say in the case of a Chatas Behema, instead he has in mind to be Zorikit Lamata. Or in the reverse case, Lamata Lamala to Shlomim, and he nevertheless has in mind to be Zorik to Dam Lamala. So the Braisa says, Li Alter Kosher. If he doesn't have a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano, in other words, he's intending to do the Zrika in the wrong place, but on the right time, so then the carbon is kosher. Chazer v'chishev, but if he has another machshava, let's take a look now in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, chutz l'mkomo, posel, Ein bo kares, it's not pigul, that's called machsheves chutz l'mkomo, but chutz l'zmano, pigul, v'chayavol of kares. In other words, if he has in mind that he's going to do the zrika shalobim komo l'machar, then the karbon is what? Is pigul. So the Gemara asks the following question. The Gemara asks, l'machar, he says chutz l'zmano, he says pigul v'chayov le'kares l'machar, if he has in mind that the dam should not be what? Should not be nizrak today, but rather tomorrow, then posel. Okay, well, let's just work it out. What's the kasha on Shmuel? We don't know yet what the kasha on Shmuel is. So let's just go through the brayso. The brayso says l'machar posel chazar v'chishev bein chutz zmano bein chutz mkom posel v'yein bo kares. So let's see the Gemara's logic here. V'ish alobim komo kibim komo domi. If according to Shmuel, the carbon that was had his rikov shalobim komo is kosher, is then how do we read the brayso when the brayso says posel pigul who? No, as the Raisa says that if he has in mind l'machar that the dam should be nizrak tomorrow, the carbon is posel. What is the implication of the word posel? That it's not pigul, he's not chayiv kares. Why not? Because he had a machshava of shalobim koma. In other words, when you combine these two machshavos, and it's both what? It's shalobim koma and it's l'machar shalobim zmana. The brisa says that what? The karbon is posel, but it's not pigul. According to you, Shmuel, that you hold that even if the zrika was shlobim koma, the karbon is kosher. So therefore, his machshavim lemachar, of chutzus manu, should make it into pigul. Omer Marzutra, Marzutra says there's another din in Pigul. So again, if not for Shmuel, we would have said in the Mishnah, the Pashas in the Mishnah was, when the Mishnah says the carbon is posel, it means that the carbon is posel, Kipshuta. If the Zrika was Shalobim Goma, the carbon is posel, that's before Shmuel. And then we would say, if the carbon is posel, and then he adds a Machshava of Lemachar, then in such a case, it cannot become Pigul because the carbon is already posel. But according to you, Shmuel, that the fact that he had a machshav of shalobim koma doesn't passel the carbon, is therefore if he has a machshav of chutz l'zman of l'mochar, that should make it into pigul. Omer Bar Zutra, Zutra says, to defend Shmuel's rika de shari basar b'achila, ma'isilei pigul, what kind of a zrika could generate pigul? That's only if the zrika is mati the basar, but zrika de lo sharia basar bachila. If you have a zrika, i.e., in the case of Shmuel, zrika shalobim koma, and therefore it's lo sharia basar bachila, the zrika, even though the carbon is kosher, but doesn't have the power to what? To be mati the basar. In such a case, lo maisi liday pigul. In other words, what kind of a zrika has the power or the, shall I say, the potential of creating pigul? That's only a zrika which has not only the propensity, the possibility of generating a ritzu, a kaparas hakarbon, but it has to be the best and most perfect zrika. Namely what? A zrika bimkoma, that's mati the basar. But if the zrika was shalovim koma, then even though the carbon is kosher, it's not a zrika that can be mati the basar, and such a zrika cannot be what? Cannot be mefagil. So now we want to look at Rashi. This was the Rashi that I got stuck on 2 days ago. Let's see if now we can understand the Rashi. Rashi says that what does it mean, Misha pigel, if the pigel is a result of what? Of a full-fledged zrika, then it's kosher. I'm sorry, then since the zrika is a zrika ksher, if he had in mind l'machar, that generates pigul. Says Rashi, let's just also, as we're going through this Rashi, if you could open up the Nefesh Tova. Again, this is the last thing we did. Maybe I'll have to review it. What Kuf Yud Beis. Do you remember that? Again, if you can tell me what page it's on. Kuf Yud Beis. Okay, but we're looking at the paragraph Od Hochiach Hagra. Is that also on Kuf Chav Dalet? Kuf Chav Vav. Okay, because that's where we were holding. Sorry. We're holding yesterday.
On the very bottom.
Okay.
Taf Kuf Chav.
Yeah. Yeah. That's page Kuf Chav Vav, otherwise known as Os Kuf Yud Beis. Correct. It's a little confusing the way they organize the Sefer, but okay. I think they should have gone either with Amudim or with Osios. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So in this paragraph, he quotes this Rashi, Misha Pigulo. So if you have, better to see the Rashi inside. On Chaf Zayin, is approximately halfway through the Amud, Misha Pigulo. That's the Rashi. Misha Pigulo Gorim, it should say. Yeah, Gorim, it should say.
Yeah. Norim.
You have it?
Gorim, yeah. Gorim.
Okay.
I'm looking for it. Okay. It says Gorim.
So we're going to go like this. In a normal carbon, if everything was done kidas ukidin, then you're allowed to eat the basar. Now, under what circumstances would you not be allowed to eat the basar? Meaning, when the avodas hakarbon was not kidas ukidin. So one case, which is the most extreme case, is pigul. Because in pigul, it not only is the basar prohibited b'achila, meaning that the let's say the zrika was not done properly to be mocked to the basar, but even more than that, it adds an iser karis. Okay, so that's, you know, if you're asking, you know, glatt and velter, right, you know, what under what circumstances do we suspend the normal kedasu kedin avodas hakarbon that's mocked to the basar? So the first case is going to be pigul. So let's say he says that he has in mind to be zorik the dam lemochar. In such a case, that's a machsheves pigul, and obviously the karbon in this case cannot be mocked to the basar. Not only that, the basar becomes pigul. Now we have a second case. Here's a second case where the zrika was not done in the perfect way, kedasu kedin, and therefore it's not capable of being mocked to the basar. And that's called the Zrika Shalobim Koma, according to Shmuel, that even though the carbon is kosher, but it cannot, this Zrika cannot have the ability to be mocked to the boss. What happens, that's what Rashi is addressing here, when you combine the two? You have both a Machsheves Pigul and a Zrika Shalobim Koma. So Rashi says the following, that when do you say that the Isra Achila is upgraded to the status of an Israchilas Pigul, which means it's Chayiv Kares. That's only, says Rashi, if the Pigul itself generates the Israchilah. The Israchilah is a result of the fact that he had a Machshava of Chutz Luzmana. Then and only then does that Pigul generate an Israchilah with a Chayiv Kares to it. Yatza, this comes to exclude a case of Zrika Shalobim Koma. In the case of Zrika Shalobim Koma, the reason why the Basar is also Bachila is because of the Zrika. So it's not that the Pigul generates the Isra Achila, but rather the Zrika generates the Isra Achila. Says Rashi, that when do we apply the principle of Achiv Kares? And the Torah says, Ba'avona Tisa V'nichrisa. That's in a case where the violation of Lo Yochal is generated by Pigul. However, Yatza, this excludes Basar Shenizrak Adam Shelo Bimkomo. In such a case, the Isa Zrika, right, the Isa Zrika Shelo Bimkomo, Garam Lo Shelo Yeochel. In other words, why is the basar enjoined from achila? Because of the zrika shalobim koma. So it's not the pigul that's goring the isra achila, it's the zrika that's goring the isra achila. It's therefore ein chayoven al pigulo koris. In other words, it's almost as if, like ein isra chalisa, meaning the isra of zrika shalobim koma already generated an isra achila without a chiyuv what? Without a chiyuv koris. But now, if he adds another monkey wrench, and then he has a machshav of chutzis mano, which generated upgrade the isra achila to the level of an isra kares. In such a case, since it wasn't the machshavas pigul that generated the isra achila, but rather the zrika shalobim koma, therefore the machshavas pigul cannot generate pigul because it's already osam achila mitam what mitam zrika shalobim koma. That's true even according to Shmuel.
Does not the tent depend on?
Can you give me just a few minutes? You know, again, I apologize, Rabbi.
No.
I just said last night I spent 3.5 hours as a Masada Kedushin. And after that I got home very late. This morning I was called into the OU to replace Rabbi Adler, who's, I don't know where he is. So again, I'm just trying to do with the limited amount of time I had to try to do the best I can. So bear with me. And if you're interested, Rabosa, I'd love to share with you some of the ideas I shared at the OU Center this morning. I think you'd be interested in it. Okay, but that's okay. Says Rashi, okay, this is what Rashi wants to give us, and the Rashi is going to make a big deal here in the name of Reb Chaim about the end of this Rashi. V'nafkalon mehocha de'i chishev bizrika shalobim koma Almanas lechol olahakdir lemachar. In other words, from this presentation that we have, we're going to derive the following conclusion: that if at the time of the zrika he had a double machshava, he's about to implement a zrika shalobim koma, but he has a machshava of what? Of chutz lizmano on the achilas abasar or the aktoras haimurim lemachar lo havi. Machsheves zrika le'inyan pigul. As far as pigul is concerned, that's not a machsheves zrika. Okay, so far we're doing okay. Here's the tough part of Rashi. Rashi says, umina, and from this I want to derive another conclusion. Okay, now he's going to talk about a case where the Kohen did any of the other avodos with a machsheves chutz. Meaning, let's take the case of Shechita. I mean, we can talk about Kabbalah Saddam, Halacha Saddam, but let's just talk about Shechita. So he shechts the animal, and he has the machshava that he's going to be Zorik the Dam, Chutzlim Komo, and Chutzlizman. Meaning, he's going to do his Rika Shalobim Komo, Nitonim Lamala, Lamata, whatever it might be, and Lamacha. He's going to do the Zrika tomorrow. But what kind of zrika is he going to do tomorrow? Chutz limkomo, meaning not in its proper place. Says Rashi, ki choshiv, if he had a machshava b'shchita, amanas laso zrika zu. Here's where I got confused last time. What does zrika zu mean? Chutz limkomo, excellent. Chutz lizmano. So again, he combines both chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, but not in the zrika, as we spoke about explicitly in the Gemara, but in the Shechita, lo havi machshava bizrika mefagelis. This would not generate pigul. So Reb Chaim is very bothered by this Rashi. I'm just going to try to present Reb Chaim, then the floor is yours. Again, I'm being very apologetic here because I just want to get to the point where I have my head screwed on right. And he says the following: we had a chakira about why is it that in the case of Shalol Lishma, okay, so now, you know, we have this sugya here on Daf Chav Zayin, and now we're going back to Daf Tes. Again, you don't have to open it if you remember it from Wednesday, from Monday. And we had the sugya of Daf on Daf Tes Amid Beit. So let's just again, so we understand where Reb Chaim is coming from. Again, this is for me, not for you. You don't need this chazor, but I need this chazor. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the following issue whether or not we have a machashvinon me'avoda le'avoda. Okay, so what's the case that the Gemara addresses? Let's just take a look here on Daf Tesam in Beis. Just give me a second here. Oh, shachta lishma lizrok dama shalol lishma. So at the time of the shechita, you had a machshava that will be zorek the dam shalol lishma. So let's say it's a carbon ola, and he has a mind to be zorek the dam l'shem shlamim. Is Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, Reish Lakish amar kshera. We're no longer discussing the issue of pigul, but we'll soon see that Rabbi Yochanan builds his case on pigul. We're discussing a case of whether it's ola lebailim l'shem chov or not, because we have halach of shalom l'shma is eno ola lebailim l'shem chov. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that at the moment of shechita he has in mind that he's going to be zorek the dam shalom l'shma, that already will generate a psul of shalom l'shma of shini kodesh, and therefore it's not ola lebailim l'shem chov. Reish Lakish says kshera. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula. Why mechashvim me'avoda le'avoda? And we'll skip the next few words and come right back to it. Reish Lakish amar kshera ein mechashvim me'avoda le'avoda. In other words, when he has a machshava shini kodesh at the time of one avoda for the sake of a different avoda, as he's doing the shechita l'shma, but he has in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika will be shalom l'shma, for example, is then according to Reish Lakish lo machshavinon ein machshavinon me'avoda la'avoda. Oh, so now we have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says yalfinon mimachsheves pigul, which means that if at the time of the shechita he had in mind to be zorik the dam lemachar, then the karma becomes pigul. So you see that machashvina me'avoda la'avoda. Oh, so yesterday or 2 days ago, whatever it was, we said that intuitively Rabbi Yochanan seems to have a very fair equation, meaning that just like the machshava shechita for the sake of the zrika shalom bizmano is going to engender pigul, so you see that a machshava at the time of shechita is koveya the zrika. Yeah, so good, so far so good. So too, if at the time of the shechita he has a machshava shalom shmaya zrika, that should also be machashvinon. We can transpose it from one avot to avota. And the equation of Rabbi Yochanan seems to be very solid. And we're going to ask the question, why Reish Lakish does not accept this equation? And the Gemara gives us four words. That's it. There's no beer here in the Gemara. The Gemara just says simply, lo yalfinon mimachsheves pigul. So the question is why? Oh, so in order to answer this question, again, I'm just reviewing the basic hakira. We had here on the previous page, again, I don't know in your pagination, but at the very beginning of Kuf Yud Beis, we had the following hakira. Are we dealing with a machshava poseles because of the achilas hamizbeach or the achilas adam? Or is it a psul in the avoda per se? Let's explain. According to Reish Lakish, you have no right to set up an equation to pigul. Why? Because pigul is a psul in the avoda itself. What we're discussing here is a different question. We're discussing shalom l'shma. And if you take a look at a paragraph that starts me'ato tzarech bir tuva svaras Rabbi Yochanan, you have that? Again, I'm going to assume that that we can move kind of fast over here. He says that me'ato, if we understand Reish Lakish pretty carefully, then we're going to have a problem. Why did Rabbi Yochanan think that he was justified in making the equation between what? Between shalom l'shma and machsheves pigul. And what's the svara of Reish Lakish? So if you go back to Ubir Dvarov, He says the following, that in the case of Pigul, when he has a machshava at the time of one avoda for the other avoda, for example, he has in mind the achilas habasar or the haktaras haimurim, the achilas mizbeach should be chutzus mano. That's according to Reish Lakish. That's not machashvina and meavoda lavoda. Why? Because the machsheves pigul is a machshava poselus in that avoda. In other words, your avoda is meant to culminate with the achilas habasar, and now you have machshava to do the zrika when? Tomorrow. So that's not going to be matir the basar b'achila. That has nothing to do with the case of shalol lishma. Shalol lishma is not a problem of achila. We're not talking about being matir the basar b'achila. You know, the basar is mutar b'achila, even in the case of shalol lishma. The only problem is that it's not ola l'bayil l'shem chova, but the karma will be eaten. And therefore, ilu hacha, here in the case of Reish Lakish, of shachta shalol lishma almanas lizro dom, shachta lishma almanas lizro dom shalol lishma. So as far as the avodah of shchita is concerned, you have a perfectly good lishma in shchita. The only problem is that you have a machsheva shalol lishma. The machsheva shalol lishma is going to engender the din of what? Lo olu l'baylim l'shem chova. So, what's going to passel the carbon as far as Ol Labayel L'Shem Chova? It's the Shalol L'Shma of Zrika. So he has a machshava in one avoda to do another avoda of Shalol L'Shma. What does that have to do with Machshava Spiegel? In other words, Machshava Spiegel, says Reish Lakish, is a machshava that in that avoda passels that avoda. You want to have an avoda which is part of a constellation of avodos, the culmination of which is going to be mat in the basal achila, and that's the psul of almanas lechol lemachar, that the machshava that this avoda is going to be done for the sake of achilas basal lemachar, that's called a machsheves pigul. That has nothing to do, Reish Lakish, with machashvina me avoda lavoda. That's a psul in the avoda itself, in the shchita itself. Masha Enkin, in the case of what? Of Shalol Lishma. What's the problem with Shechita? He has in mind the Shechita of an Ola. But what? He wants to do the Zrika L'Shem Shlomim. Okay, so now we have a Lacha that a Shechita L'Shem Shlomim is a Mashova Poselis. Poselis means Lo Ola Bailim L'Shem Chova. Okay, what's the source or the root of that Psul? It's not in the Masheves Shechita, it's in the Zrika. So what does that have to do with the case of Pigul? Pigul, we have halacha that a chutz l'zmano in achila means that the achilas hakarba, whether it's achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, that's what makes the shechita possible, because now you're going to have an achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, l'machar shalom mizmano. But what does that have to do with the case of shalom l'shma? So me'ata again, tzarech bir tuva svaras Rabbi Yochanan. So why did Rabbi Yochanan accept this? And the whole premise that underlies Rabbi Yochanan's shita is an equation between what? Between pigul and shalom lishma. So here's where Reb Chaim comes in, and Reb Chaim wants to suggest, not to necessarily answer this question. Reb Chaim has independently many many proofs to derive this conclusion. That the problem of Pigul is not the way we think it is, that he's setting up an achilas mizbeach shalom mizman, correct? And that passes the avoda. Ella, but rather, Pigul b'machshov al azrika, humidin avodas zrika. Right? Do you want to underline those words? That's the, I think, the key point in understanding Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim is going to build his argument based on this Rashi on Chof Zayin that we just learned. That again, let's read it again. Pigul b'machshov al hazrika humidin avodas hazrika umishum demefagel es avodas hazrika. Now, if Reb Chaim could convince us that this is true, then we can understand and justify the equation of Reish Lakish between Pigel and Shelo Lishma. Just like we said, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. What did I say? I said Reish Lakish. I meant to say Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, in my brain I had Rabbi Yochanan, but in my mouth I had Reish Lakish. Okay? So, Tfos Lashon Rishon. In any event, so, according to Rabbi Yochanan, here's the exact equation. Just like in the case of Shelo Lishma, at the time of Shechita, we register this machshava for Zrika, that the Zrika will be Shelo Lishma, and even though the Shechita is Lishma, but the Zrika is going to be Shelo Lishma, comes along Reish Lakish and he argues against Rabbi Yochanan, that depends upon Machashva Me'avoda La'avoda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll prove it to you. You want to know if Machshava Lishma in Shechita Almanas Lizro Kesadam Shelo Lishma, we can be Machashev Me'avoda La'avoda, and now we have the psul in the avoda of Zrika already generated at the time of his machshava shechita. I'll prove it to you from Pigel. Why? Because Pigel, according to Reb Chaim's understanding, is a psul in avoda Zrika, not in avoda shechita. It means that if you had a shechita with the mindset that the Zrika is going to be lamachar, then you're undermining the Zrika, even though that machshava was what time? At the time of the Shechita. So we see, says Rabbi Yochanan, Machashvino me'avoda la'avoda, is hachinami, v'shachishev lasos avodas zrika, shelo lishma, nifsala. Then he goes on, the Rashi, to say that even if I accept Reb Chaim, there's still room to understand Reish Lakish. It's not a complete analogy. There's still a little bit of a jump to it. And we'll get to that a little later. Right now, I just want to summarize what we have so far, and Reb Chaim is basically tipping the scale against our original understanding of how Machshavas Pigel is Mefageles. Our original understanding was that the psul is in the Shechita per se, because now he has in mind that as a result of this Shechita, ultimately, since the Zrika will be when? Lemachar, therefore there won't be any achilas mizbeach or achilas adam. Therefore the psul is in the shechita itself. That's the way we understood it before Reb Chaim. And if the psul is in the shechita, then we don't understand how Reb Chaim proves that machashvina miavoda lavoda, and it has nothing to do with the case of almanas lizro kesadam shelo lishma, because there the psul is in the zrika. So we have to apply the mechanics of what of machashvina miavoda lavoda, and the case of Pigel is not machashvina lavoda lavoda because the psul is in what, in the shechit itself. Comes along Reb Chaim and he says, no, that's not how Pigel operates. Pigel is not a psul in the Shechita, but psul is the psul here of Pigel is in the Zrika. That since he has in mind that it'll be Zorik the Dam Lemachar, that generates a psul in the Zrika and has nothing to do with Achilas Abbasar. That's what Reb Chaim proves from many sugyas, that even if the Zrika Lemachar would not have any impact on the Basar, it would still be Pigel. You see, therefore, says Reb Chaim, that the psul of Pigel is not because of the fact that he's undermining the Achilas HaBosar, but simply because the Zrika is going to be a Zrika L'machar. The Zrika L'machar, which he had a machshava to do that at the time of the Shechita, that's what generates Pigel. If that be the case, then Rabbi Yochanan is built on Machashvinan. Let me say it differently. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, the psul of Pigel is predicated upon Machashvina and Me'avod L'Avoda. What does Reish Lakish hold? So that's what he says at the end of this paragraph, Abiyur, Afle Diri Reb Chaim Akati Chidushu L'Davos Machsheva Shalol L'Shma Me'avod L'Avoda L'Machsheva's Pigel Me'avod L'Avoda The Machsheva's Pigel Af Ipsula Iposla Mitam Machshava Al Avoda Sazriga. Even if I accept Reb Chaim that the definition of the psul of Pigel is a psul in the Avodas HaZrika, because the Zrika is going to be Lemachar, Mikol Makom, Havichalos Psul Gfar Hashta. At what point in time is it Pigel at the point of Shechita? Is that itself is enough to break up the equasion? He says, Bamed Choshav, La'avod, es hazrika chutz l'zmano v'machshava me'avodu l'avod and eschadish tfei v'yevshal lifsol v'avod eshkit al yidei shemachashiv l'avod avod acheres shalol l'shma after lokoi b'avod eshniya. Meaning that in the case of Pigel, even if you accept Reb Chaim, that the machshava of Zrika Chutz L'Zman is what passes the Karbon, but nevertheless, the psul is chal already at the time of the Shechita because it's a psul in the Shechita. So you can't deny that it's a psul in the Shechita. The machshavas Pigel, even though the Goreim, so to speak, the what generates the psul of Pigel, is the machshava al avodas hazrika. I can grant Reb Chaim that premise, but nevertheless, the psul is ready chal in the first avoda, meaning in the avoda shechita. However, in the case of lishma and shalol lishma, there's no reason to generate any sort of psul at the point of shechita. He has in mind the shechita for an ola l'shem ola. Ela what? You want to take his machshava and now you want to transpose it onto the zrika. As if to say that the Zrika was Shalom Lishma, that's called Machashvina Me'avodu L'Avod. Yeah, Rabbi, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
No, okay. Who's on board here? What's on first?
The having a premise of Reb Chaim.
What do you mean? You mean before Reb Chaim?
No, you were saying that Reb Chaim was, maybe I misunderstood, that may be the whole answer to my question. But that the Reb Chaim was saying that I might have thought that the Machshavas was Pigel at the time of Shechita, for Zrika, because the Zmano was going to prevent the Achila.
Ah, so Reb Chaim, I don't think he had such a habit. What I mean to say is that just in terms of the chronology of presentation, what we did is before Reb Chaim came along, we presented a thesis that shifted the burden of proof, so to speak, from Reish Lakish over to Reb Yochanan. Meaning, we started with the assumption, and this was all based on a Rashi, which, let me just find that Rashi for you, just 1 second. Oh, Pirush Rashi. So, let's go
that
back.
That was going to be my question. Rashi equates Zrika to a
Rashi. Right, this whole Reb Chaim is against Rashi.
Okay?
Rashi, let's go back to the Rashi. Rashi says, in explaining Reish Lakish, Ein machashvina and me'avodu l'avoda, divishalo l'shmo lo yalfina mi pigul. Says Rashi, the hasam over there in the case of pigul, ikar machshavto and levil lidei pigul zui sheyachshov b'avoda zu lahachil adam o mizbeach chutz zmano. Rashi clearly is identifying pigul as a psul because of the achil chutz zmano, and therefore Rashi says that since his machshava is that the achila should be lamachar, so the achila is lamachar, so that's already a psul of pigul. Pigul means I'm going to generate an iser pigul, so to speak, on this basar because I'm going to already declare that this basar is going to be eaten tomorrow. And that itself is creating a psul in the basar. And that psul is now called pigul because if he has the machshav of chutz l'zmano in the shechita, in the avoda, then that's going to create a psul of pigul because of the achila chutz l'zmano.
But there's a plus more question because Rashi then continues.
Oh. Excellent.
Well,
so what question now appears in the space between the word Lizmano and the word Uzrika? In that empty space, Rashi asks himself a question. What happens if he had a classical Machshavas Pigul, not the case of Shchit al Manas Lechol Sabos Chutz Lizmano Mocha, but rather he had in mind that the Zrika should be Lamocha? In that case, Lechora, we're operating with Machashvina Me'avoda L'Avoda. So Rashi's whole thesis goes down the tubes. Says Rashi, Uzrika achilas mizbeachu. It's not a psul because the zrika will be chutz l'zmano, b'torah zrika, but zrika chutz l'zmano has a different dimension to it. In addition to being a zrika psula, it's also a hafka of the dam itself from what? From the mizbeach. He's removing the dam from the mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach only has rights to the Dam when? Pardon my literary usage of terminology, but only bismana. Now he wants to do the zrika, and instead of feeding the mizbeach in inverted commas, today he's going to feed the mizbeach this dam tomorrow. Says Rashi that too is the same as achilas habasol amachar, and it generates the same exact pigul. Do you see where Rashi is caught into that?
But there's a problem with that logic, because they're not the same. Why? Because machshava to eat the basar of tomorrow would happen after I did ma'aseh zrika. You can't have pigul without doing ma'aseh zrika. That we've established in previous Gemara. That you have to have done all four avodos for pigul to even happen. But if I say that we're talking about the ma'aseh achila of the mizbeach, and I have that machshava tomorrow, but I didn't do this zrika because I have machshava to do it tomorrow, you can't have pigul.
You can't.
Pigul doesn't happen because you didn't do the zrika.
Again, let's assume he did the zrika, right? He did the zrika kedasu kedin, right? But his machshava was to deny the mizbeach of the dam.
We had machshava to do the zrika tomorrow, but then he did the zrika.
Correct. Again, if he didn't do the four avodos, kedasu kedin, then there's no such discussion as pigul, because then the carbon is possible mimela. But we're talking about a case where lemaisa, if you took a video camera, he did all the avodos. Kedasu kedin. The problem is there's something called a machshava poseles, and the Torah is mechadish that machshava poseles engenders a psul. Now, what kind of psul does it engender? That's what we've been discussing for the last couple of weeks. But in the case of a chutz lizmano, which Rashi identifies as lahachil es ha'odom or es ha'mizbeach chutz lizmano, that machshava per se generates pigul. Says Rashi that if at the time of the shechita he had in mind that the zrika should be chutz lizmano, Rashi identifies that not the way we'd have identified a psul in zrika, that's what the machshava poseles of pigul is, but rather a psul in achilas mizbeach. And these are the famous words of Rashi, uzrika achilas mizbeach. Again, Reb Chaim is not going to be happy about that, but Rashi identifies zrika as achilas mizbeach. So what difference does it make, according to Rashi, whether his machshava at the time of shechita was to be Ochel lebasa lemachar, or to be zarek the dam lemachar? In both cases, he's denying the achilas mizbeach. He's got a chutz lizmano on the achilas mizbeach. That's considered what? That's considered denying the mizbeach its achila. For who I did, and then Rashi goes on. Let's just finish up the Rashi. Im chishav al haktora sachelev, he had a machshav at the time of the shkita that he's giving machtili murim lemachar, and has nothing to do with avoda. It simply has to do with the mizbeach and the achilas of mizbeach. So Rashi would say the following: there will be three cases in which machsheves pigul passes the korban because of, and what makes the machshava into machshava mfagelas, the achilas of mizbeach is shalom bizman. Case number one is going to be at the time the shechita has in mind that the achilas habos of the kohen or of the Israel will be tomorrow. Case number two, he has in mind that the emurim will be burnt on the mizbeach tomorrow. And case number three is that the zrikas adam will be tomorrow. Not because zrikas adam is an avoda and he's having an avoda chutz lizmana, which is definitely an improper zrika, but rather because he's denying the mizbeach. He's denying the mizbeach the achilas adam, and it's identical, Rashi says, with the case of Akhtaras emurim lemachar. And who's going to come and reject this, Rashi? It's going to be Reb Chaim. And what we're going to gain from Reb Chaim, again, this is not what motivates Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has other sugyas, but what we want to gain from Reb Chaim is Ribono Shel Olam. If Rashi is right, he's done such a great job, Rashi, if you accept all his premises, of defending Reish Lakish, that we have no idea. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva writes again. I'm reading him for the third time. May Atit Tzorch Be'er Tuva Taima. The Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rabbi Yochanan even? How can it have even crossed his mind to think that he has a fair equation between Masheves Pigul Haposelas Hamafagelas and the case of what of Shalom Lishma? In the case of Shalom Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan has to admit that we're talking about Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda. The psul here is in the avoda. There's no achila that we're talking about here. We're talking about the avoda of Shalom Lishma. What's the status of avoda Shalom Lishma? He did the shechita Lishma, but he has in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika will be Shalom Lishma. That's called Machashvina Me'avoda. What does that have to do with pigul? Pigul is halacha that he has a machshav of denying the mizbeach that which is coming to the Mizbeach because of Chutz Lizmano. And if Rashi is right, then Machsheves Pigul has nothing to do with Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda. It's purely based on the fact that the Torah says that if you have this Machshava, terrible Machshava, to deny the Mizbeach that which is coming to it, that is a Machsheves Pigul of a Fagelis.
Even if you did the right thing.
Even though you did the right thing. You had to do the right thing. Otherwise, it's not Pigul. But I'm just pointing out that in the case of Pigul, we're not operating with Makashvina Me'avoda La'avoda. It's Bechlal not a din in the second Avoda, you know, that he had in mind that the second Avoda would be such and such. For example, in the two classical cases of Chutzuzmano, we have Achila Chutzuzmano or Haktorah Chutzuzmano. That for sure has nothing to do with Makashvina La'avoda La'avoda. El, you're going to talk about the Zrika Chutzuzmano. Rashi has already identified Zrika Chutzuzmano as Achila Samizbeah. No, if you identify as Achila Samizbeah, back to square one. There's no Makashvina Me'avoda La'avoda in any of the cases of Pigul. So that's what he says. Now we're stuck with Rabbi Yochanan. So in order to justify Rabbi Yochanan, he introduces this Yesod Gadol, this revolution of sorts of Rabbi Chaim. The Rabbi Chaim says, no, when you have a machshava b'shashchita that the Zrika should be l'machor, it has nothing to do with denying the Mizbeach. It's Achila. It's rather a din in the Avodah of Zrika. And Rabbi Chaim has proofs for this. No, in other words, we're going to have to apply the principle of Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda and say that at the time of the Shechita, there's a psul because the way he's, again, in his Machshava, not Lamaisa, the way he did the Zrika, but in the way in his, this is what we call it, I spent a couple of years in philosophy, so there's something called phenomenology. I don't know if anybody knows what that is. I tried to explain it to Rav Rudiman Zatzal. You know, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Neir Yisrael. So, you know, Rav Rudiman's language was Yiddish. So, you know, if you're talking about phenomenology, I had to explain it to him in English. So after about 10 minutes, you know, I hit him with all the French philosophers and Husserl and phenomenology. He goes, sehr gut. And I promise you, he had no clue what I was talking about. But as a result of that, I got a date with his granddaughter. So that was okay. In any event, so in the phenomenological Descartes, you know, conscious mind, he's going to do a Zrika. He's going to do a Zrika when? L'machar. Comes along Reb Chaim and he says that Machsheves Pigul at the time of Shechita is possible in the case of Almanas Lizor Gdomo L'machar because of the Avodah of Zrika. Has nothing to do with Mizbeach. Yeah, do you follow? Again, we're trying to understand, Zev. Why is Rabbi Yochanan operating within the framework of Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda? That Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda only makes sense if the psul of Pigul is a result of the fact that he's going to do an avoda chutz lizmana, right? That's the only way we can understand Rabbi Yochanan. That the Machsheves Pigul, we're going into his Machshav, into the world of Machshav. That's nothing to do with the world of Lamaisa. In the world of his Machshava, he is setting up a Zrika, which is a Zrika Chutz Lizmana. That's why the Shechita is a Shechita Psula, because in his mind at the time of the Shechita, he's setting up a Zrika, which is an Avoda Lemachar, and that's called Pigul. In the case of Achila, Enochinami, in his mind, he's setting up a psul of shchita because of the machshava that the achila will be lemachar. But in the case of Almanas Lizrok Dala lemachar, in his mind, he is setting up a zrika of chutz lizmano. Has nothing to do with achilas mizbeach. It's a zrika chutz lizmano. If it's a zrika chutz lizmano, then what principle, what mechanics is Rabbi Yochanan operating with? Mechashvina me'avoda la'avoda, says Rabbi Yochanan, if the Torah recognizes Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda in Pigul, then let's recognize the Machshava Shelo Lishma under the law of Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda. If I apply that principle, then at the time of the Shechita, he has in mind that the Zrika is going to be Shelo Lishma. That means that, right, was Olo L'Shem Bayil. And again, I use the word apostle as I've apologized for this too many times already, that the word apostle in terms of Shelo Lishma means Shelo L'Shem Bayil. Now, at the Shechita, there's already a Zrika Psula. What do you mean there's already a Zrika Psula? He did a Zrika Lishma. What are you talking about? Is Zrika Psula here of Shalol Shema? The answer can only be Machashvina Me'avoda La'avoda, that the Torah goes into his mindset And that's the reality that we have based on his machshava, that his avoda is going to be what? An avoda of shalol lishma. His rika is going to be shalol lishma. That's called machashvira me'avoda avoda.
But if you're going to hold his pasuk as shrita or only his rika in case of shalol lishma?
Okay, so that's what he says over here. Umikomakom, that's the end of this paragraph, Adbiur, Afle Divrei Rav Chaim, Akati Chidushu. That's what he wants to suggest. There's still an element of Chidush here. Why? He says, the Machsheva Shalol Lishma, Me'avoda La'avoda, that's already different than Machsheva's Pigul. Why? Because, I'll add one word here, Bishlema, in the case of Machsheva's Pigul, Af I posla mita machshav al avodas hazrika, not zrika b'torah sachilus mizbeah, but zrika b'torah avoda. Mikol makom, what was the Torah machadish here? A halos psul. Now at the time of, let's say, shchita, whatever avoda might be, but let's take the example of shchita. Okay, that's not the case of shalol lishma. You know what we're saying in shalol lishma is that we're going a little bit beyond. Why? He says the efshal lifsol the avoda shchita al yidei shemachashev lavod avoda acheres shalol lishma. Right. So again, in the case. Let's see if we can understand this subtle difference. Before I think I had it, now I think I don't have it. Let's see if I could resurrect what I had. In the case of Pigul, then we're talking about a psul in the avoda, correct? A psul in the avoda based on his machshava, and that's going to be a psul in the shechita because he's going to do another avoda, namely zrika. So that's what we're saying, that that's a case of Machsheves Pigul, the Chutz L'Zmano. But in the case of what? In the case of Shalol Lishma, there what's going on, it's a little bit different. Masha Choshev La'avod. Oh yeah, but in the case, just give me a second here, Rabosai, the Efshal Lifsol the avoda sashkita al yidei avoda chershal lishma. In the case of chutzus mano, that means that we're going back to what? We're back to oh, I see what he's saying. I think I see what he's saying. Anyway, if that's not what he's saying, then I'm going to say it. So let's see if I can say it. I think that's what he's saying. Oh. In the case of Pigul, ask the Shochet what his shechita to be, again, is part of the process of being matir the boss. What bosser is going to be matir? Right? In your shechita, what bosser is going to be matir? Today's bosser or tomorrow's bosser? Are you with me, Rabosa? In the case of Shalol Lishma, Machshev is Pigul. I'm sorry, forget about Shalol Lishma. I meant to say, in the case of Chutz L'Zmano and Machshev is Pigul, at the time of the Shechita, when is the Basar going to be Mutter, according to his Machshav?
Tomorrow.
That's a Psul in Shechita. But if you ask me the case of Lishma, Al Menas Lizro Dom Shalol Lishma, the Shechita itself is Lishma. In other words, in Pigul, what I'm saying is that, you know, part and parcel of your avoda shechita, you know, shechita always has in kashim, right, has two, you know, plays a double role. You know, it removes what? As a classical shechita, even in chul, it removes what? Nevela, the isa nevela, right? And on top of it, it removes the isa kashim, the isa kodesh. Correct? Again, he needs three other avodas, but nevertheless, the shechita is critical in that process that will lead to being mad to the basar. And that's b'toras kodshim, not b'toras chulin. And if he has a machshava that the heter basar should be delayed till tomorrow, that's pigul, because the shechita itself, which is meant to be directed or geared l'chavenota to what? To be mad to the basar, is not going to be mad to the basar because he has a machshava for tomorrow. And that's chutz l'zmano. You can't be mad to the basar tomorrow. Oh. Masha'en came in the case of Shalol Lishma. What did he think about the Shechita? Obviously, if Reish Lakish has doubts as to whether the carbon is possible, again, possible, right, is possible or not, if Reish Lakish is even bothering addressing this issue, it's because the Shechita was, I give you two choices, Lishma or Shalol Lishma. Those are your two choices. Again, I'm asking you, why did Reish Lakish have a halamina here that the Shechita is a Shechita Kshera? In fact, that's not only his hab, I mean, it's his maskana. It must be that his shlita was lishma. Elowad, he had in mind that the zrika should be shalom lishma. The only way you could possibly shlita is through the principle of machashvina me'avodah la'avodah. You don't need that, says Reish Lakish, in the case of Pigel, because your machsheves shlita for the achilas basa tomorrow, right, that's already a psul in shlita. Or, for example, to be matir the basar, we need a zrika. So your shchitas has to be almanas lekabelas adam, almanas laholichas adam, almanas lizrokas adam. Well, when are you going to do the zrika? Ask him the question. He says in Machshavas Spiegel, I'm going to do the zrika tomorrow because ich bin balabas. You know, I don't care what the Torah says. I'm assuming he's amazing now. I don't know, right? Because that's another sugi where the Spiegel apostles b'shogeg. But let's assume he's amazing. So I'm autonomous, I make the rules of the game, I'm the boss. I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow. I'm too busy today. I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow. So in that case, that Zrika as an avoda, which is integrated into the four avodas that begin with Shechita, that's going to be a machshava poselus in the Shechita itself. Why? Because he's doing the Shechita without any interest in completing the process of the heter abosar and avodas hakarb on the way the Torah requires him to do the avod. Masha'en came in the case of lishma and shalol lishma in Shechita, meaning the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That's a case where he's doing the Shechita l'shem Olah, but he has in mind that the Zrika is going to be l'shem Shlom. So now you're introducing not a psul in Shechita, but a psul in Zrika. And you're telling me that, wait a second, he did the Zrika Kedasu Kedid l'shem Olah. Why is the carbon possible? Says Reish Lakish, the only way you could possibly justify such a conclusion is by activating the principle of Mechashvina Me'avodah L'avodah, that the Torah considers his machshav at the time of Shechita as if he did what he said he would do. It wasn't an empty threat. As if he went ahead and he was zorik the dam l'shem shlomim and not l'shem olah. How could you say such a thing? He's shechting it l'shem olah, not l'shem shlomim. Ella, what, he has a machshava for the zrika? Okay, the zrika would be a zrika psula if it's shalol lishma. But what does that have to do with passing your Shechita? The only way you can do that and upgrade the Zrika up to the Shechita is by activating the principle of Makashvina L'Avodah. Masha'en came in the case of Pigel, Reish Lakish says clearly that has nothing to do with Makashvina L'Avodah L'Avodah. You want to passle another Avodah? That's your Makshava. Consider it a done deal. The Shechita itself is a Shechita Psu.
Is it that it's a psul in the chetza of the behema, or meaning that if he had this machshava to do the zrika of michutz, tomorrow at the time of the kabbal sedem, not the time of the shechita, is it possible just the kabbalah, or is it also go back and possible the shechita because it's psul the carbon itself in the chetza of the carbon, and the shechita itself is now rendered no good, even though at the time he did the shechita he didn't have.
What are we talking about? Shalol lishma. We're talking about chutz zman.
Chutz zman.
Okay, so he's mekabel adam. He Zrika should be chutz zman.
Right, and
you want to know if it's already possible at the time of the shechita.
Yeah, I'm saying, is this just
why would it be possible?
I'm just trying to understand. Yeah. We're saying that the time that I did the Kabbalah, that Kabbalah now is a possible Kabbalah because it was intended for a Zrika that would be chutz zman. Right, so it's not a problem that the shechita itself is still a kosher shechita.
Right.
So the mice, if he doesn't actually do the zrika and the animal never becomes pigul, what's the status of the animal having
had? No, push? I'm saying that if at the time of the kabbalah he had in mind that the zrika would be chutz zman, it's pigul. Now you want to know? Let's say I ate the carbon before he got to kabbalah sadam, luyitzur in theoretical sense. Would I get kares for that?
No.
So the answer is no. Why? Because we're not going to say that the psul that's chal, the psul of pigul that's chal at the time of the Kabbalah works l'mafreya.
Okay, but if he had the Pigul Machshava was doing the Shechita, then it would be because he ate a people that had no, didn't have a good Shechita.
Correct, because the Shechita Alvanas Lizrok Dom Shalol Chutz Zmano already, that Shechita itself generates people. So right now if somebody would take a bite out of that carbon, he'd be chayv kares feeding people.
Okay, so it's not a psul in the chepta, the whole animal now is out. I mean, it's just it's avoda by avoda, depending when I had the machshava. And that's where the psul.
You know what, Yechiel? I just want to leave one door open here because I'm thinking it again. It's possible that we do have to introduce Lamafre. Again, I don't know if this touches on your question, but since we said that Pigel is conditional on the fact that he does all for Avodos, so in the case where Shkita was a Mefangelis, we may have to wait the 5 minutes until he actually does the Zrika. But that could be Lamafre. Why? Because that could be what's called a Tanakh, meaning the shechita is a shechita of a fagelis, but betray that X, Y, and Z has to happen.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if that's relevant to your question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That if he actually doesn't end up doing this, I was saying, well, if he didn't end up doing the zrika, what is the status of this animal? I mean, he did the if the machshavas pigel was at the time of Kabbalah, not the time of shechita. What is the status of the animal having a kosher shechita? But he didn't finish.
No, but again, I would say like this: afilu tinsalom betray the way I wanted to suggest it, which is a quasi lamafreya. But even so, that's only a tnai in the machshavas pigul, meaning if at the time of Kabbalah he had a machshavas pigul, there's no way that I could go back to the shechita and say that someone who took a bite out of the meat before the Kabbalah Saddam, that he would be in violation of an isakaris. Meaning, I'm willing to grant you, and I think it's a very logical possibility, that from the time of Kabbalah Saddam and onwards, it's already pigul. Why? Because I just need a tnai that there'd be a zrika. But as far as going l'mafreya back to the time of shechita, that I don't, unless it's a sugya I don't know of.
But it's the same principle for Rabbi Yochanan in the case of Shlomo Lishman, that also l'mafreya affects, I mean, it affects l'mafreya as well. That was Rabbi Yochanan, Shlomo Lishman, during the time of shechita. And because I am a chashim, the apostles of shechita goes backwards to the shechita.
Well, again, yeah, when you say apostle, it means in all shem bail. I don't have enough gemina now because, again, in any way you slice the cake.
I mean, can the kohen mean it?
Yes. Yes, it's a kosher carbon.
So even though it's
machshavah, nobody denies that the carbon is kosher. The question is in all bail shem chova. So, you know, he's going to have to bring a replacement carbon. I don't know whether you set up enough gemina, whether that already was clinched at the time of the shechita, or we have to wait till after the Zrika, you know, that 5 minute discrepancy. At the end of the day, one thing I can promise you, he has to replace the carbon according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi, I wanted to ask a basic question before that, before all of this. Why would there be a halamina that there should be an equation between Shlomo Lishma and Pigel? Why should there even be a halamina that there should be you can learn the Shlomo Lishma from Pigel? Because Pigel is a machshava of an Iser, an Iser D'oraisa. The machshava of Shlomo Lishma is not an Iser D'oraisa. He's switching to another perfectly kosher machshava, so to speak. But this
well, again, I don't know what you mean by Issa D'oraisa. There's no Issa D'oraisa in eating the basar.
No, I don't mean that.
But,
no, what I'm
but
saying,
the fact that he has to bring another carbon, that's a D'oraisa.
That's not what I mean. What I mean to say is that when you have the machshava of people, the machshava is chutz lizmana.
Right.
That is, there is no other interpretation other than that is the Issa. When you have a machshava for a different korban, the korban itself is not an iser. It's whether you shouldn't do that lechatil, of course, to change korbanos. But the fact is, but you already have your machshava on something that's a perfectly good mitzvah, so to speak. As opposed,
what do you mean, like all l'shem shlomim?
Yeah, right. Like all l'shem shlomim.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a perfectly good mitzvah. Again, the bala carbon was mischayev to bring an ola. Until he brings an ola,
that's a problem. You know. What I'm saying, that's a problem in the bala. What I'm saying in terms of forgetting about the bala carbon.
But the kedushas hakorban.
The kedushas hakorban.
Yeah.
So
that you're 100% right.
Since there's an avamina, there should be no avamina to think you can do it.
Correct. Rabbi Yochanan, keep in mind, is not equating Pigel with Shlomo Lishma. I mean, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan recognizes the enormous, immense differences between the two. But Rabbi Yochanan is asking the following question: does the mechanics of Pigul establish what we call Mechashvita Me'avod L'Avod? Meaning, if the Shechita is a Shechita Psula, is because he's setting up in his mind, which the Torah recognizes, about a Zrika Psula. In other words, when he has in mind that the Zrika is going to be taking place tomorrow,
right,
are we saying that we're going to transpose, or I don't know what word I'm looking for, a word here which I can't find, but we're going to somehow, you know, attach the Zrika as an Avoda Psula to his Shechita. And that's called Mechashvita Me'avod L'Avod. Once you derive that mechanics, then you can apply it anywhere, you know, anywhere within the world of Kachim. In the case of Shlo Lishma, why not say that his machshava at the time of Shechita for a Zrika Shlo Lishma, that brings to the reality of an avoda psula, the Zrika Shlo Lishma. And that reality exists already in the mindset of the Shochet, because he's thinking about the Zrika Shlo Lishma.
Even if he doesn't do it.
That's a huge chiddush.
According to Reb Chaim, I don't think it's such a huge chiddush. Because again, you know, why should this Rika Lemachar have any impact on the Shechita itself in Pigul? You know, it's a pretty strange halacha.
Because with Pigul, we can summarize maybe the understanding of Reish Lakish, saying it's a futuristic machshava during the time of any of the avodot, Shechita, Kabbalah. It's a futuristic machshava, and an improper futuristic machshava that actually may never actually.
So here's the question: when the Torah recognizes this futuristic machshava, which is not going to materialize, it never happened, but it's the phenomenological reality. So here's what I want to ask you: is it that the Torah is saying that at the time of the Shechita you're setting up kaviyochel a zrika psula, or is the Torah simply saying that, you know what, at the time of the Shechita, you already have to have in mind that all the avodos have to be avodos ksheros, and if you don't do so... So Rabbi Yochanan understood that with the Torah saying that based on this futuristic machshava, we already see in the reality of our, in front of our eyes, a zrika of lemach. Okay? That's called machashvina me'avoda l'avoda. The futuristic machshava already takes that reality and recognizes that reality now. Okay? That's going to be Rabbi Yochanan. That's called Mechashvina Me'avod L'Avod. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, ipso facto, there's no question that if at the time of the Shechita you had a machshava of Zrika Shlo Lishma, the Torah is going to recognize that future machshava as if the Zrika that you're setting up now is a Zrika Shlo Lishma. I don't care what you're going to do tomorrow. I shouldn't say tomorrow, but in a minute from now, I care what you're thinking now. Or no, that's not what Pigul is all about. What Pigul is all about is to view Shechita and the machshav of Shechita as the beginning of a process that's going to end and culminate with a carbon kosher. You have in mind that the Zrika is going to be Lemachar? That's not a Zrika Kshera. Has nothing to do with machshavin and machshav. We're not taking that futuristic machshava and we're anticipating it now. No, there's no anticipation here.
That's what I'm saying. The Reish Lakish seems to think.
Yeah, but I'm saying it can go either way. It's a valid toss-up. You know, Reb Chaim is going to try to prove that what's happening now is that the Torah is recognizing at the time of the Shechita the ultimate Zrika. As if your plans are reality. You know, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Metzarif Machshava L'Maisa. As if you already now at the time of the Shechita have set up a Zrika of Chutz L'Zmana as an Avoda tomorrow. That's called Pigul. Okay, if I can already at the time of the Shechita set up my Avoda of tomorrow now, then I'm going to apply that to Shlo Lishma as well. And that's a valid equation that Rabbi Yochanan is setting up. You can't laugh at Rabbi Yochanan.
No, there are two separate things. Because Pigul, in the framework of Reish Lakish, is a futuristic machshava, whereas Shlo Lishma is a present machshava. That means he's now shochet Shlo Lishma.
According to Rabbi Yochanan.
According to everybody.
No, Reish Lakish, I think, would vehemently disagree with Shlo Lishma is something that's going to happen at the time of Shechita.
I'm shochet lo l'shem Reuven, I'm shochet l'shem Shimon.
Oh no, no, that's how
the Lishma.
No, Lishma is all the same. The same thing. Now you're asking a very interesting question. That's going to be the subject of next week. What happens if he has in mind at the time of the Shechita that he's going to do the Zrika not for Reuven but for Shimon? Okay, that's going to be the next Siman. I just want to survive this Siman.
But a classic Lishma is when he's saying I'm shochet l'shem shlamim when he's actually in Ola.
Right.
That's the classic. But right. He's saying it. It's a present.
Okay.
It's
that's a present also a discussion action. What he's saying. Let's assume he's saying.
It's right. A present action with a present machshava, as opposed to pikul, which is a futuristic machshava. And how about it?
Again, according to Sarah, let's talk about Reish Lakish for a minute. What Reish Lakish is saying is that there's no such thing as a futuristic machshava. That's not with the tormented people at all. You're off the beaten path.
His intention is now to do it tomorrow.
What we're saying is that if we want to know what kind of machshava should the shochet have so that the Torah recognizes that shechita already includes an avoda which will culminate in the Hakravas HaKarban Kiddina and Kekshera. If it's going to culminate with Zrika Lemachar, you know, Chutzis Mana, that's not a Shechita. What kind of Shechita? You're talking about a Shechita that's not going to lead to Zrika? If the Shechita is not going to lead to Zrika, the Torah says that's already Mafagel Lekor. So let's leave out the word futuristic. Rabbi Yochanan is going to introduce the word futuristic, because the futuristic wine here that takes me here and there is based on Machashvina Me'avod L'Avod, and that's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says no. You know what Pigel is all about? Pigel is about a psul in Machsheves Shchit. Again, when I say Shchit, I don't mean Shchit. The same thing applies to Kabbal. But let's take Shchit in his example. It's a psul, a Machsheva posels in Shchit. Why? Because your Shchit is meant to culminate with what? With the proper Zrika. You're telling me that your Shechita is for the purpose of a Zrika that's not a Zrika? That's already Pigul. Again, under the conditions that it's Chutzis Mano, etc., etc. Now, we want to talk about Shalom Lishma. Says Reish Lakish, what Shalom Lishma is? He's doing the Shechita Lishma. He's doing the Shechita Lishma. Now, the only way you could possibly introduce a psul of Almanas, Lizro, Dome, Shalolish was by introducing the word futuristic. Says Reish Lakish, I object. There is no such thing as futuristic. It doesn't exist. It's not on the radar screen. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Nein, you misunderstood Reish Lakish Pigel. Had you agreed with my understanding of Pigel, you would understand why a Machsheva Shechita Lishma, Almanas, Lizro, Dome, Shalolish would pass the Karban. Because we're anticipating a Zrika that's going to be Shalom Lishma. That's what I call futuristic. And that's the way Rabbi Yochanan understood Pigel. It's not that he had an improper machshava in Shechita. He set up already now, anticipating the future, a Zrika of Chutzis Mano. So far, so good. Now, I want to see if we can get this Rashi down pat. What did Rabbi Chaim see in this Rashi? So let's again review Rashi, because it's been almost, an hour since we learned this Rashi. And my memory lasts for about an hour. So let's go back to the Rashi. Okay. So Rashi says the fine. The Gemara had a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel was talking about a case of what? Of Zrika Shalobim Koma. And now the question is, what happens if you combine these two machshavos? He has in mind not only Shalom Bimkoma, but also Zrika Chutz Lizman.
Does it make a difference which order it's in?
I would think yes. The first one's still fixed.
I don't know. Let's hold on to this question for a minute, if you don't mind. I just want to see what I can get here. So let's keep in mind Rashi. Rashi says the following. Why would Shmuel admit, and it's not a problem for Shmuel, that if you combine both Shalom Bimkoma and Chutzis Mano, it's not Pigul? Why? Why would Shmuel say such a thing? The Gemara in the Talmud didn't have any appreciation for that, because according to Shmuel, in the case of Shalom Bimkoma, the carbon is kosher. So the only machshava poselus here was chutzis mana. That should be pigul. Why does the Braisa say that it's posel avol ein bo karis? There's no pigul. So the Gemara answers, because what's the goreim of this iser achila? In the case of pigul has to claim bialus. You know, my machshava of chutzis mana is what generated the iser achila. And that Yisrachila of Chutzis Man is so powerful that it has a chi of karis attached to it. But if there was in any event in this machshava apostles, there was already a reason why the basa would not be mutal achila, regardless, independent of what, of the machshava Chutzis Man of people, namely because he had in mind the zrika shalobim koma. Then the basa is also machila, because even according to Shmuel, who says zrika shalobim koma, Havi Zrika, that's in order to be Machshir the carbon, but not as far as Heter HaBasar is concerned. So now, the Iser Achilas HaBasar is already fixed, is already engraved in stone by virtue of his Machshav of what? Of Zrika Shalobim Koma. Adkan, fine. Now Rashi is a whole new piece. And Rashi says, Umina. Now I'm going to derive my own conclusion. Rashi says a shtickel Torah here. Rashi is also Rosh Hashiva. He could also be Mechadish Chiddush, right? So Rashi's Mechadish Chiddush. Umina. Now I want to derive the following conclusion. In Chishev B'Shchita Almanas Lasos Zrika Shalo B'Mkoma Chutz L'Zmano. Okay, until now we've been discussing the case where his Zrika was done with two machshavos. He's going to have a machshava to throw it in the wrong place, you know, instead of lamala, lamat, etc. And he's going to be zorikit lamacha. But now, Rashi wants to know what happens if at the time of the shechita, he had in mind that the zrika would be chutz lizmano and also chutz lemkomo. So Rashi says, lo havi machshava Bizrika Hamafageles. This would not constitute a Zrika Hamafageles. Frekt Reb Chaim, I don't understand what gives Rashi the right to draw that conclusion. Vehine. E name, if we're going to assume, Rashi, Lishitaso, back on Daf Tes, that Rashi holds that what's Pigul Bizrika? It's because he's setting up an Achilas Mizbeach or an Achilas Adam. Shalom Bizmana. In Cain, Eich Nafkale Le Rashi, how does Rashi know? Hare Masha Ein Mefaglim B'Shas Zrika. If he's doing his Zrika Shalobim Koma with a Machshav of what? Of Chutz L'Zmano. If that be the case, again, you have to work out the details how that works out. But I'm not getting into the mechanics of it now. Okay, we'll get to that B'Shlav Bet. But in any event, if at the time of the Zrika he has a machshava and fagels of chutz l'zmano, since the Zrika is what? Is shalom b'mkoma, which means the Zrika already generates an Isra Achila because of shalom b'mkoma, irrelevant regardless of the machshava of chutz l'zmano. Mikoma kom, he says. Here, shalom b'mkoma, just 1 second, I lost it. Harei masha ein mefaglim b'shas zrika shalom b'mkoma hu mishum d'avodah kazuya efshar lefagil. What is the avodah sazrika that he's doing? He's doing an avodah sazrika shalom b'mkoma, and that already establishes the Yisra Achilas basar, and therefore it cannot be a machshava mefageles. Is the efshar lefagil, as far as this zrika is concerned, shalom b'mkoma, it's mufka from pigul, because it's already asur b'achila mitzad din of zrika shalom b'mkoma. Is Kevon the Eina Avoda Amateris Abasar? So that Avoda, which doesn't have the potential to do what? To be Matir the Basar, therefore, it doesn't lend itself to Pigal. Again, what kind of Machshava, what kind of Zrika could lend itself to Pigal? A Zrika, which in and of itself could be Matir the Basar. But he came along and he said, Chutzuzmano, therefore, it's a Machshava Mfagels. But if already the Zrika has already established, already clinched the Iser Basar, namely in Shalobim Koma, that Zrika's Mufka, it's completely excluded from being a Zrika of Pigul, because it's already a Zrika that is not capable of being Matir the Basar. Avol Kishesh Shochet. Now let's get back to Rashi's Mina meaning his derivation. that if he shechts it al menas lizrok shelo b'mkoma, is sof kol sof mechashev, he has a machshav at the time of what? Of the shechita. And what is his machshav of shechita? B'shas avod gemura al achilas mizbeh. He has in mind for an achilas mizbeh. Famaylo avi pigel. Why shouldn't this be pigel? Let's try to understand Reb Chaim's kasha. Reb Chaim is asking the following: that in the case of a shechita, al menas for this double whammy zrika, right, of shalom bimkoma and chutzis mano, in that case, he says that the shechita itself has the capacity to be mata the basa. So, what kind of zrika is mufka here from again? If the zrika was shalom bimkoma, that's fine. You know, then you mafkia the zrika from being a zrika hamafagelis. That I understand. But in the case of shechita, who says that the shechita is a shechita psula? I mean, after all, the shechita is for the sake of being matir the basa, right? El what, he has an additional machshava in zrika. Who says that's going to, again, if the zrika itself is an avoda psula, because as far as the heter basa is concerned, it's shalom b'mkoma, that's fine. That's mafkir the avoda of zrika from pigul. But if you're talking about the shechita, then the shechita itself is done in such a way that it does have the potential of being ma'at to the basar. El what, he has another machshava that the zrika will be in this double whammy situation. Muchach, he says, you see from Rashi, the pigul bezrika eino ella mishum avodas hazrika.
Correct.
If the pigul is because of the avodas hazrika, meaning we're operating with the assumption that already at the time of the shechita he sets up in his mind a zrika that is a zrika she'eda mater sabasar by virtue of the fact that it's shalom b'mkoma. Now you can talk about the fact that there's no pigul of you. L'chein kasa Rashi dekmo diimchasha b'shas avoda. In other words, he's saying the following, that the L'chora, what we see from this Rashi, is that the way Pigel operates is that Pigel sets up an Avoda. Correct? The Pigel already sets up the Avoda. Meaning, Bishlema, if the avoda itself was an avoda psula, when I mean by psula, I mean regardless of his machshava hamafagelis, it was an avoda psula because it was not capable of being what? The ma'at to the basa according to Shmuel, because shalom b'mkoma is not capable of being ma'at to the basa, then that's one thing. But in the case of shechita, What are we saying over here? We're saying that he sets up a zrika, and that's not muchach from this sugya. Rashi can't, again, you might say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan would help you, I don't know who could help you here, but certainly not the sugya of an avoda of zrika, which would not be capable of being matir the basa. Meaning, let me say it in an extreme way. We'll call it an avoda hoseres as a basa. Again, I'm using that term sort of loosely, because since it's a zrika shlobim, Kama Shmuel says he can't eat the basa, so you're setting up a zrika, which is what? Which is eina matir sa basa. If that be the case, then how could Rashi set up a din of pigul, and in this case a hafkas pigul, based on the fact that at the time of the shechita he has a machshava to do the avoda in a way that the avoda would not be matiras abbas, but on the contrary would be oseras abbas? You must assume therefore that pigul sets up an avoda, and we're going to go into his machshava and we're going to set up the avoda. In his machshava, he's setting up and anticipating an avoda which would be oseres abosa, and that's mafkiyat midei pigul. So again, Reb Chaim has a clear-cut proof from this Rashi that the way Pigle operates is that it sets up an avoda ki'ilu. Again, that's not the way he did the avoda, right? And that's Rashi's jump over here. Where's the jump in Rashi again? Bishlema, if he did the avoda in a way that the avoda itself is going to be oseresis abasar. Okay, that's mafkia Pigle. That's where he did the zrika shalokim koma. But now you're telling me that even Pigle is going to be mufka. In other words, we're going to remove the pigle because he has in mind at the time of the shechita that he's going to do a zrika that's not matir's abasar. That can only be if pigle operates as setting up an avoda. Do you follow? In other words, Rashi's equation, in which Rashi makes this jump, would only be justified according to one definition of pigle.
Yes.
Meaning, after all, Rashi doesn't. Well, what justifies Rashi's jump over here? In the case where the Zrika was a Zrika Shalom Koma, okay, I understand. That's a Zrika Shoser Sabos Mafkia Pigle. But why would a Shrita be Mafkia Pigle? Because he has in mind that the Zrika, that's something else. There's no Zrika that Oser Sakar, but he never had a Zrika Oser Sakar. At the end of the day, he did the Zrika from Koma. Ella what? It's a Halacha Pigle. But how can you even have a happening of Halacha Pigle unless you assume that the mechanics of Pigle is to set up an avoda that hasn't taken place yet, which again supports Reb Chaim, which we use to help us in understanding Reb Yochanan, that Reb Yochanan operates with an equation between the Pigle of Amanas Lizrok Doma Limachar with the case of Amanas Lizrok Esabasa Shalom Lizrok Esadam Shalom Koma.
I think what he's doing here is he's taking, as we said before, that Zrika has two punim. It has the one punim is achilas a mizbeach, and the other one is avodah Zrika as a matir. And in his mind, he's saying that you can't have both things at the same time. You have to look at it at either one punim or the other. And in the case where, if you're going to say that it's lobim koma, if then that has to be operate under the punim of achilas mizbeach. And if it's under the punim of achilas mizbeach, then there's no avoda being done. But besides that, more importantly, there's no way that you can maybe foggle it then, because if it's lobim koma, then it's already possible. Then there's no way to have the pigle. So on the other hand, the only way to be mafagalit is to now look at the other punim. The other punim is to show that the zrika is an avoda. If it is not a avoda, not an achila, achilas mizbeach. And in doing that, then you're able to be mafagalit, which shows that the whole union of pigle is only on avoda. And it's not on from the union of achila at all.
So you're happy with Reb Chaim?
Yeah. This
oh, good, good, good. I was wondering if you're happy camper or you're unhappy. I wasn't sure, but I got the impression that this is a Yotzei Dofen here, that you're happy with.
No. The only thing I was trying to point out is it's not setting up anything. It's not setting up anything. It's looking at one bunny more than the other bunny. They already exist. They both exist at one time. But you can't use them at one time. You can only use one kayak or the other kayak.
So I want to tell you something else, because we're going to have to daven mincha. But I gave a shiur earlier today also about Reb Yochanan. And I was very happy with Reb Yochanan. Here's the case. And this is just sort of like mili de agadita. I don't mean it as agadita. It's pure halacha. But... Rabbi Yochanan has an amazing chiddush. The Brisa, the Tosefta says in Trumas that if our adversaries, Chas V'Shalom, surround the city and they threaten to burn down the city and kill every last Jew in the city, unless they're willing to choose one Jew to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, so to speak, then the Brisa says, Al yimsu nefesh achas mi. So yimsu kulam, yehargu kulam, the al yimsu nefesh achas mi. That's the Tosef. Comes along Reb Yochanan, and he says the following: that if they designate one individual, then you're allowed to give him up. In other words, Reb Yochanan understands that we can't play God, so to speak. We can't choose, not even with a lottery, one Jew and sacrifice him, even for the sake of the entire city. But if we don't have to go through this procedure, this process of choosing one Jew, then if the hatchet fell on someone, or one individual Jew, then we're allowed to give him up. Reish Lakish disagrees.
Can you use a lottery?
No, even a lottery is not accepted. Oh, comes along, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yichtu. I thought, and this is what I tried to convince my Olam this morning, that this could justify the following surgery. A baby is born with two heads. This is on September 15th, 1977, to a religious couple. And the doctor wants to perform surgery to basically cut off the life of, he calls it baby A, because they don't have names, in order to save baby B. And the parents are not willing to do so until they get, you know, a rub, because they were frum. It's a phenomenal thing. The doctor's name was Coop. He eventually became the Surgeon General of the United States of America. And he wanted to go ahead and perform this surgery. And I was thinking to myself, how can you destroy one of these two babies' lives for the sake of the other baby? And the doctor himself said that morally, ethically, he's not Jewish, but morally, ethically, he has a problem, but he thinks the solution to the problem, listen, a guy came up with this chiddush, and I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, that's what I think. That since he says that baby A is living off the oxygen of the heart of baby B, therefore we can choose to save the life of baby B, even if it means terminating the life of baby A. And I thought that maybe this is Rabbi Yochanan, that this is called Yichduha, that the very fact that baby B has the heart right now, in other words, the heart is pumping and circulating the oxygen and the blood around baby B. Baby A, on the other hand, is drawing it away. Again, you have to know the medical procedure, you know, facts on the ground, but assuming just in general that this was an Alice lecture, but then we could say that it's Yichduha. The one that they're asking for now to be sacrificed on the Mizbeah is baby.
This means that, all right, they're both equal, they're both drawing from each other.
No.